On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Rockcliffe!
From the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Rockcliffe's got one.
Please welcome Tom Rockcliffe.
Now he's got his name on the paper.
Yep. Oh, it's time to have get Rocky on. He's had a bloody rough month,
Top
hasn't he?
Has he ever.
Knees are stuffed, and then DVT, so we thought we'd check in. Rocky, how are you travelling, buddy?
Tell you what, it's been tough, but coming on and trying to listen to you and make understanding of what you're talking about.
I like the remix.
Yeah, that's good.
Good.
How are you travelling, mate?
Yeah, I'm going all right. I'm chipping away. I think I've said it a few times, but I count myself as one of the lucky ones. So slowly starting to get moving, starting to get some strength back in the knees or the quads to get the knees going. But yeah, it'll be a slow process.
Ebo Rocky here.
Hang on, it's worse than Jazz. He's talking to himself.
We're global burn.
I do like to talk about myself in the third person, but not this often.
He puts pressure on you. I know that.
He did. Yeah, he made me nervous.
He said you were nervous.
All right.
Still try again. From those concussions. Yeah.
that was his test.
Jesus. All right.
His name's Rocky.
Let's start again.
Call back from that, mate.
Oh. No, we'll include all this. It's good.
I know you will. This is the problem, isn't it? This is the problem. All right, Rocky. It's Evo here, mate. All right, well, I was going to go serious then, but we'll see. So what's the road back look like, mate? You've obviously had a tough month. What's it looking like?
Let's go. He's laughing.
He's dropped the phone.
I just picked myself up off the floor.
Yeah,
it feels like it's been a month. It's only been 2 weeks since I did the knee, so a fair bit's happened in that 2 weeks. So I'm still really early stages of the knee rehab, first and foremost, but what life looks like further down the track, we're not really sure at the moment. You obviously got to be pretty careful when you're on blood thinners. Your chances of internal bleeding go up a fair bit, and obviously if you cut yourself or something like that, it's quite hard to stop the flow of bleeding being on blood thinners. So the short term is to rehab the knees. And then after that, I think we can get training. We can start to run and stuff, but I can't really join into footy drills because the risk is just too high of getting a knock. So depending how long I'm on the blood thinners for, it's sort of been indicated 3 to 6 months from there. So, yeah, it could be a little bit of a trek back this season, but we'll just wait and see how it plays out.
Can you do any upper body stuff at the moment, like some rower? No, why are you laughing, Blue? It's a serious question.
For the first time, you would have done it.
Some calf raises as well?
That was a serious question, and you blokes just taking the piss out of me. At least I called him Rocky.
What do you think, Ebo?
Well, I've tried to avoid the gym for 13 years. they're trying to get me in there to do upper body at the moment, and I just keep laughing at them. So we're at a bit of a standoff at the moment, but no, I think I can. I spoke to the doctor this morning about doing weights, and he said just to progress light and then start to move from there. So I'll pick up the 5 kilo dumbbell, start with a bit of bench press, and move up from there. But yeah, I can't do a great deal at the moment.
An all-time low for me was when I was in my 13th season and I was having to do extra upper bodies with the first and second year players. And they told me was, oh, they need a bit of leadership in there. I brought the first and second year guys down. Go on.
You brought the averages down.
No, I'm going to move straight on from that. Hey, have you been in the reviews? And are you concerned about, I know the flat track bully word gets thrown around a little bit, but you?
Until
you beat a team in the top 4 or 5, it's going to continue. And it's all around contested footy and starts. Your starts have been a concern.
Yeah, I think that's the most concerning thing. I think we've shown that when our contested footy is good, we're good. And we've just got to find different ways to stay in games when we're not getting the contested footy our way. But you touched on it then. Our first quarters have been a little bit alarming for us. I think looking back at the season so far, we haven't started that well in games. And yeah, I've snuck back into the reviews this week. And yeah, it wasn't a great one to come back for, I must admit, this morning. But it was good because I think it identified a few things for us to work on, and moving forward, there's some definitely takeaways from that. So we've just got to look at different ways, and we've got to make sure that we continue to convert when we go inside 50. think at the end of the third quarter, we had 8 or 9 entries for no scores, which you've just got to take your opportunities against good teams, particularly the Bulldogs. And I don't think it's fair at the moment, but as you said, the tag will probably stay with us until we can knock off a top team. And we think we're more than capable of. The last 18 months have shown that, we believe. So we've just got to try and play our best footy in those big moments.
You reckon the Bulldogs were that good, or would Port just have a poor night?
Oh, I think it was a combination of both. I think Western Bulldogs are back to their winning ways. I think they've only lost 1 or 2 games, maybe 1 game this season. So they sit second on the ladder for a reason. And we just didn't play consistently well for long enough. I think our start to the game wasn't good enough, and then we dropped away in contested footy. And in the last bit of the last quarter, I think we got back to 7 or 8 points, and then they wrestled momentum back. So to be fair, we go down by 17 points, and everyone's calling us flat track bullies against one of the best teams in the competition. I don't think that's really fair. You've got to give the Western Bulldogs credit; they sit second on the ladder for a reason, and we learned some lessons out of that, and we've got to take them and own them and move forward.
When you're talking those lessons, and you refer to the inside 50 kicks and stuff, what are you dissecting there? Like, what are they talking about in terms of, because it felt very Dicko-dependent again when in the past they've sort of started moving away from that. How did you guys dissect that?
I think we've got to just look at different avenues, and we've got to look to halve contests a little bit more. I think we had 5 stoppages maybe in our forward 50, and we kicked 4 goals, 1 from them from memory. So our ability to half the contest there is really important, and I think we ranked 17th for forward 50 stoppages, where last year we ranked 2nd. So we're just not getting stoppages in there enough. So there might be a tweak or two to our game plan and the way we enter 50 to make sure that we can halve those contests and keep the footy in there. And if we're so good at stoppages in there, why wouldn't we want to keep it in there and force a stoppage to give ourselves an opportunity?
Rock, do you need a run with player or an accountable mid? Because I saw Bontempelli get off the chain on the weekend, and in your losses, McGluggage was very good, and Kelly against West Coast. Do you need someone that can be that accountable mid through the midfield?
Yeah, I think we do. I think we've got him. I think Willem Drew, if you go back and watch the game closely, went to Bontempelli in the second quarter and did an outstanding job to curb his influence and actually had an impact himself. So I think he's probably the guy that is good enough to do it, or not good enough, but smart enough to be able to shut a player down, but then also find his own footy and influence the game. So he's only starting out his career, but I think he would be the earmarked one, I reckon, moving forward. If someone gets off the chain, he has the ability to curb their influence. He's tough inside. He creates a great contest, and he also can influence the game offensively. So I think he played a pretty important role for that momentum change. Ollie was outstanding in that as well, but I think Drew is probably the one.
Beautiful. Rocky, I appreciate your time, mate. I'm still recovering from Ebo's first question, but we love having you on the Rush Hour, and look after yourself.
Well, you know how we all feel now, Bluey, when you open your mouth.
Clean belly, bill of health.